This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
After 3 months of requesting this for this specific interview, we got it. We got it. Sean Keeler, Denver Post, Keeling Me Softly. We got it, man. I don't put any faith in it happening next week, but we got it. We got it this week.
Any day of Lauryn Hill is a good day.
It's a great day.
How are you, my brother?
I'm good, man. I don't know where you want to start, Sean, because...
Where do we go? I'm on a... Full disclosure, loyal audience, I'm on a time crunch.
Yeah, you are.
Today, so
yeah.
We can't dicker as we normally would. Do you want to start Rockies?
I think we should start Rockies. Okay, so I'm confused, Sean, because the press release said Bill Schmidt stepped down. ESPN says the Rockies moved on from him. So,
what do you think is the truth? I know what you know. What?
Yeah.
Let's just say that both things are true, and that the Rockies wanted to make sure that publicly, out of their mouths, it was said one way.
Yeah.
Where the truth is, it was, I would have to think that it was a, it was not Bill Schmidt's decision to leave, or if it was his decision, technically, it was done so with a very large stick poking at him over a ledge. So he walked it, it needed to happen, and we will see how committed they are to the freshness. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember the adjective from the news release. The eyes that they choose. We'll see how fresh those things are. That's what I'll be very curious to see.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you're hearing the right things today anyway. Hearing, you know, Walker Monfort. I thought again whether that was strategic or not by having him say basically that we're looking for someone outside our organization. Having him drop that quote, I thought that was pretty interesting.
It was, and you know they talked about the fellow from the Rangers who's been here. I don't know. I get the sense in talking to others that they're still looking, if not and obviously this time within the family. I think they're looking for people with family ties, tangentially, because heavy sigh. They're obsessed with this idea that the magic herbs and spices that they claim to have about playing at altitude, that they want to have someone who has had experience, and this is the one thing I know they've consistently talked about it on and off record. They want someone with the experience of baseball in Denver. And so the gentleman from the Rangers that my colleague Patrick Saunders has written about is obviously because he's worked here, is a candidate. I think it's going to be hard to find someone who doesn't have Rockies ties that they would seriously consider, but I wish they wouldn't, but I'll be surprised if it isn't somebody who's at least been here before.
Well, and Thad Levine, I know you guys have him on your list at the Denver Post is another one. That one seems to grab me a little bit. Again, it does scare me that, okay, he was with the Rockies. He served in their front office from 99 to I think you guys said 2005. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like the fact that he kind of gets Colorado, but then he got out of Colorado to see how a real baseball franchises ran. So maybe there's a best of, he saw what not to do, he saw what to do, and he's going to bring that back to Colorado.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any home run hire out there unless you could, you know, clone Theo Epstein and convince him to work in these conditions. I mean, it's a fascinating, as a baseball wonk, it's a fascinating job. But as someone who has covered the Monforts now for 6 years more, it's not an easy job. It's like a really hard job, given the parameters in which they work. So, again, I think Tad's a great candidate. No, maybe not great, or I should say logical rather than great candidate for the reason you mentioned. I mean, anything's going to feel like an upgrade, and I'd be surprised if it wasn't an upgrade for as stale as this has been. But I don't know how, again, when I say fresh eyes, I don't even know if Levine has the freshest of fresh eyes, but it definitely fits the profile. They want high altitude experience, and that is one of their obsessions. And we'll see if it lands up somebody of significance.
Yeah, Sean, I know we got you for like two more minutes here. I wasn't able to make it to Nuggets Media Day. I don't know if you were there. My kiddo had a tonsillectomy last week, so staying close to home on all that stuff, not fun. Yeah, not fun. But what was your main takeaway? I mean, mine was just listening. Was Aaron Gordon? I mean, the guy is just special. He'll change whoever to whoever he needs to be each and every year, depending on what the Nuggets need.
I have written and said it, and I mean it, and I'm biased because I like the guy. I know I haven't been to his loft. We're not super tight. But, like, not only should every team and every franchise have a player like Aaron Gordon, like, everybody should have a friend like Aaron Gordon. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Aaron Gordon is the guy that picks you up at the airport. Aaron Gordon is the guy that helps you move. And as you know, that is the benchmark.
Yeah, that's friendship.
Somebody really loves you. Is will they show up to help you move? You know who shows up to help you move? Aaron Gordon. You know who probably doesn't? Jamal Murray. And I hope that changes. And that was the point of the column that ran Tuesday print and Monday online.
Yeah, well, Jamal, I mean, he looks the part in September,
looks
October.
Great.
So that's a good sign.
It is. You got to back it up. And the action so far have matched his words. I don't care if he's an all-star. In a playoff sport, as great as our two winter teams are, and as great, I think the winter sports playoffs in the spring are the greatest playoff sports in North America. And this is baseball guy talking because we're in, I'm in the baseball playoff right now for the spring playoffs, in terms of intensity, what have you, what they give. But he's got to stay in it, stay consistent, and stay healthy, Jamal. And if a good November and a all-star level first half helps him do that, great. But it's all about April to June and seeing that over the line. And it's true on the outside of town as well.
Sean, I know you got to roll, my friend. Great catching up with you as always. And we'll look forward. Big game for CSU Friday night. I mean, that could be the end. That could be the end of the Jay Norvell era.
We could do a half hour on that alone, as you have with others. It's, I think the short week helped, but he's running a short week.
100%.
And now you've got to put some meat on that bone, and there just isn't there. It's sad. Let's make this clear. No one is cheering. Maybe some CU fans. No one objective, and certainly no one in the media is cheering for what's happening at CSU with Jay Norvell right now. But happening it is, and it'll be interesting to see where that lands.
Yeah, 100%, my friend. Sean, appreciate you, man, and we'll get back after it next week.
All right, sounds good, dude. Thanks.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post. Big City Roadhouse, Michael. Check this out. The Big City. They got the Big City Roadhouse. The Roadhouse Burger. Look at that bad boy.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, look at that, dude. Does that not look freaking... They just posted a picture on their social media. Does that not look freaking ridiculous?
It looks very freaking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like the fries,
dude,
in the background.
Dude, they got... What are those fries? Like, they're kind of the... They're not quite like the curly fries, but they're crunchy.
I like a good crunchy fry.
I like a good crunchy fry. I'm with you right there. That looks like a damn good burger. I might have to stop by there, like, today. Big City Roadhouse, a Big City brand with a fresh twist on a full-service restaurant. The owners of Big City Burrito. There is a burrito on the menu. Michael had it. He loved it. He loved it a lot. Didn't share it with us. But
I warned you guys. I was like, I'm going to have this whole thing. Hey,
I want the burger.
We should both go there today.
Oh, maybe. I want the burger. Big City Roadhouse. Guys, it's where the old Cables location was, and that transition has been great. They have so much respect for what Sean and Nikki did for so many years at Cable. I should say Nikki and Sean, because I think Nikki first off, and then it was Sean. But they were just awesome people, and I got to know, especially Sean, on more of a friendship basis, too. So that transition, I think, went extremely well. But the Big City, the Roadhouse Burger, That's on my mind. That's on my mind next. And I believe they're coming in on Friday, Mike, so don't hound them about bringing food in again. They're going to join Good Morning NoCo on the wine at 9. They're going to come in, bring stuff to pair with the wine. That's going to be a lot of fun. Don and Cleta. So it'll be great. Maybe they'll bring a burger for us.
I wonder if they have a pair to pair with the wine.
I wonder if they do, too. 30 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.
Roadhouse.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.